Today's music was composed in 1730 by the Czech composer Jan Zelenka. Zelenka grew up in what was then Bohemia, receiving his schooling in the Jesuit College in Prague, where he played double bass. After studying in Vienna, Zelenka eventually became one of the Dresden court's performers and lesser composers. Italian composers were all the rage, not Czech. Bach, who lived but a few hours away in Leipzig, was on friendly terms with Zelenka, because we know that Bach, who was an avid collector of music, copied music from Zelenka's personal library and performed some of it in Leipzig. They also corresponded with each other. There are times when I like to listen to a movement for the simple reason that it is exciting, unusual. It may not be particularly edifying, but it is good entertainment. So here we go. Il Serpente di Bronzo, the Bronze Serpent, is a cantata by Zelenka, loosely based on the story in Exodus, which tells of the three leaders of the children of Israel tiring and complaining when forced to follow Moses all over the wilderness for 40 years, a trip which should have taken but a few months. So these three leaders complain, and many people readily agree with them. According to the legend, God then sent 1,000 poisonous snakes into the camp to kill off the complainers. Seeing this catastrophe unfold, Moses prayed on behalf of the Jews. God relented and instructed that a serpent be made of bronze and that it should be lifted up high so that it could be seen by all in the camp. Anyone who looked at it in faith would be spared. Many centuries later, Christian writers would see in this legend a precursor to Christ being lifted up on the cross. But back to our cantata. Today we will hear one unusual aria. First of all, it's unusual because the person singing it represents God. You will not be surprised to hear that God is seldom appearing in operas, oratorios, plays, and cantatas, but in this particular story, God is one of the main characters. A second unusual feature, certainly for these meditations, is that this song is about anger. Of course, many psalms refer to God's presumed anger, but the psalms we have been hearing tend to be sung in a controlled, neutral, church-like manner. This aria is not church-like. This is about anger, complete with high blood pressure, red-faced threats, and the righteous desire to bring down punishment on those who dare to doubt God. Baroque arias were typically written in three parts, which we refer to as ABA. Although the same mood or emotion is usually retained in both the A and B sections, there should be contrasts of some sort, either in the music or in the poetry or in the spirit of what's happening. In Zelenka's aria, God contemplates the possible utter destruction of the children of Israel in the A section, and then in the B section realizes that just a bite might suffice, referring to the 1,000 snakes he's deciding to donate. It's a fascinating story, showing God being very human indeed. Our soloist, Stephen McLeod, works out of Switzerland and has sung several times in Vancouver.
Thank you. per te beste fulmini, e fiamme di voragini, e fiamme di voragini, o te ne sentirai. Tempeste fulmini, di fiamme di voragini, gli esempi rinnovati. Di fiamme di voragini, potrei gli esempi rinnovati.
Fulmini, di fiamme di